We're here to talk design, lifestyle. Our motto is, it's not just home improvement, it's life improvement. And here to, that was a good little mix, Dave. What do you got going on there? Your turntable's broken?
It's the fireworks doing its magic already.
All right. It's not the alcohol, that's for sure.
Not yet.
Hasn't started yet, but the party's about to start because we're going to be talking design. And it's one of my favorite topics, as you all know. Joining me in studio to do this is Ray Duncan, CEO and designer. Hi, Ray. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Been to your website, seen your work. I'm a fan. I'm a fan already. I think it's really, really cool stuff. You're not a Chicago native, but now this is home for you.
Yes. Did my undergrad here, though.
You did. Where at?
I felt like home back then. DePaul.
DePaul. Well, represent. Jenna's a DePaul girl. My wife went to DePaul. My niece is going to DePaul. Did you go to DePaul for design?
I actually went for theater and English.
Really?
And then did a total
and
switch.
Then you went into developing. That's a natural progression.
Yeah, right?
So you let's talk about that for a second. You came here for school, then you're originally from Seattle, right?
I'm originally from Minneapolis, then moved to Seattle, then went to school in Chicago.
Okay. And now you're living here full time?
Yes, permanently.
Permanently. You're a city girl?
Yes. Yes.
But you got kids.
I do.
And they're young.
Yes.
2 and 4?
Yeah, but, you know, we live on the north side by the zoo. And
oh, that's huge.
It's huge.
The zoo is worth it right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, big time.
My kids are there. Well, they love Lincoln Park Zoo, but you ever been to Brookfield?
I have not been to that one.
Oh, it's so much better. Well, I'm going to say better. It's better because I live 10 minutes from there, but in general, it's a great zoo. Both are great zoos. Take the kids there one time. They'll love you for it.
Okay.
It's a little bit more, I think, a little bit more kid-friendly.
Like, interactive, too.
Yeah.
You know, there's the stingrays. You can, like, pet the stingrays. And,
well, you used to until...
Did someone get hurt by a stingray?
Oh. Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Dave, remember that news story that happened with the Brookfield Zoo and the stingrays? When something went in the water and they killed, like, most of them and... Only two survived.
Oh.
Yes, I heard about the story. We didn't cover it in the newsroom because we got it from our TV site.
Yeah.
So I'm not too familiar with it.
Okay, we'll do some research.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. So now that you, you're mom/designer running this, you know, great company, what made you leave the world of developing?
It was super fun. I wanted to take it to the next level, though. I wanted to learn some tricks, learn some tech skills. I went to Harrington College of Design, did that, so picked up a lot of things, a lot of conceptual work we did there.
Let me ask you a question. With Harrington, because I'm a big fan of Harrington, it's no longer there.
No.
Did you feel going to traditional design school for you was like made you a great designer, or did it give you the technical skills?
I mean, I had a few instructors that were fantastic, just, you know, off the charts. But I would say mostly it gave me the technical skills that allow me to do what I do. Yeah.
Like the CAD stuff and the...
Yeah, and the renders.
The renders,
and, yeah.
Do you actually sit there yourself and have time for that?
my team would be like, no. But yeah, I do a lot of like the 3D Max work. I don't do a lot of the drawing. We kind of share though. So like on a weekend, maybe I will do the drawings and then I'll come back in on Monday and pass it off to a different team member.
I used to sit there honestly and like render and I still do. Like there's certain cases where I actually love it. I'll get in there and do the initial design phases for it, sketch up a little bit. And then pass it on to, you know, folks who can actually sit there and tolerate standing in front of the computer. Because, you know, as a business owner, you have other duties. You have to be out there selling,
it's
hustling.
It's very busy. It's very busy. But I do. I love doing the rendering programs for sure, personally.
Walk us through your design process.
Our design process. So we'll go meet a client. We'll see kind of what the scope of the project is going to entail. If they hire us, we send out a contract, a welcome packet that basically gives people the real kind of rundown of how design works and how it does not work.
How does it not work? Let's talk about that first.
Let's say you get a sofa and it's torn and you're like, okay, we'll send this back. So someone has to call and send that back. That takes like another 6 weeks. You get another sofa. Oh, let's see. That's also torn. So then you send that one back. And you get another one. And so it's sort of like, so that's just like one of the many, many things like that can go wrong. A lot goes wrong with objects, like furniture and, you know,
do you charge for those hours that it takes to deal with the in-betweens and all?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You wouldn't survive. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's one aspect of, you know, being a designer or a service trade like this is, you know, people don't take into account the in-between times and the, you know, the driving. And so it's a, I would say it's not a tangible thing sometimes, design.
That's true. But, you know, it's also like, that's why I do it right away. I'm a really upfront person. And I just want everyone to like be very clear from day one.
It's so important.
That this is how it is.
Yeah.
You know, and they can't, and then we have them sign it. Like, actually.
And then they slice their pinky and drop a little blood on the contract.
Exactly.
Don't you dare Something break like this. That. Now, do you guys charge hourly? Do you charge per project, a flat rate? How do you do it?
We charge hourly. We're always hourly.
We're talking to Ray Duncan, CEO and designer. Is your company just called Ray Duncan?
Ray Duncan Interior Design.
Ray Duncan Interior Design.
RDID.
I like RDID. Did you ever watch Ray Donovan? It's one of my favorite shows. You should watch it. Just for no other reason. It's a great show. We asked you before the break, what is your, like, design philosophy? And so, I want you to give it. And then I'm going to follow that up with what your favorite design is to create. If you were to say it's mid-century, it's modern, it's traditional. But let's start with your philosophy.
So my philosophy is obviously about designing beautiful interiors. But I do believe that design is there to improve the way we live and how we function in our lives. And I think it really changes the way we feel on a daily basis. So I'm mostly about kind of the function and utility of design. And then that's first. Second would be making that just fabulously, you know, stunning visually.
Bring the aesthetic to that.
Yes.
Philosophy.
Absolutely.
Is there any type of style you don't like?
I can't say on the air.
I didn't say clients. I said styles.
You did ask that.
I did.
Yeah, but yeah. No. Well,
tell me.
There are none.
There are none.
I can do it all. Any style. I do it all. Yeah.
So if my grandmother calls you up and says, I want a very traditional room with florals and upholstery everywhere.
I'd say no problem, but I would push her in a certain direction.
Yeah.
That would, you know, make it cooler.
Are you, so like we were talking, and one way to make it cooler is what? Like if you had beadboard, what would you do with it?
Well, I had mentioned that, you know, in my studio, we were trying to find a cool way to use beadboard. We painted it black, lacquered it black. Just a different, you know, just a twist on using beadboard. But that's the thing is just, you know, like having my team just ask themselves, you know, what can I do with these materials that has not been done or that is unusual, that is different? We like to put a little funk and stuff, a little bit edgy stuff. Yeah. So it's always kind of like where our minds are trying to go.
In terms of trends, what are you seeing in your practice right now?
So I see a lot of trends with color. So gray has been very trendy for a really long time.
Yeah.
It's definitely oversaturated the design world. But
it's the new taupe.
It is. People still want it, you know, but, we like other colors like greens and purples and, we love rust. We also love like royal blues. We're seeing them more and more, and we're seeing them come into like our work more. But spaces that I also see, navy is really, really popular.
I'm a huge fan of really deep, dark, even darker than this navy. Like, I like it rich, almost black.
Yeah, like, it is a rich, rich, rich neutral. And it goes with everything, any color scheme. It's better than black, because black can kind of be a little bit stark to me when you use it. Although, I shouldn't talk, because my whole studio is black. But... But it's like...
But it all depends on what you're contrasting black with.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, if you pair in some silvers, some creams, some whites, and, you know, I think you could do a lot of fun stuff with it. And I always say black, and I use black a lot, too, in my design practice. It's a great backdrop. It's like the theater backdrop, where anything you put in front of it has the opportunity to shine without conflict.
That is true. That is totally true.
Let's talk about some things that are potentially jumping the shark, you know, the term jumping the shark, in the design world. I'm going to throw out some things, and you're going to say your piece on it. Barnwood.
I think it's getting a little old, but I still think it can be used in a way that makes it awesome.
Shiplap.
Shiplap, I've never been a huge fan, and it's... but
Don't you like fixer upper though?
I don't even know.
Be honest. I mean, listen, you don't have to love everybody.
I think it's like here to stay, but it's like tired.
But let's be real. Shiplap is old wood painted white. I mean, it's really, I understand there's difference, you know, the real shiplap if you're getting it from an old boat kind of thing. But, you know, most people today are just using planks that are painted and, you know.
Painted white shiplap. Yeah. But it's, you know, that it's just that look of like horizontal painted, you know, wood slats.
Right. How about glass tile?
I think it's kind of, yeah, it's about to not be. I try not
I'm
to
over
use
it.
It.
I haven't used it in a while.
Yeah, it's one of those ones.
Marble? White Carrara marble?
Okay, white Carrara marble is beautiful, but it's been like so overdone. I think it's time to move on to cooler stones like quartzite.
Yeah.
Has some really, really
lovely... Do you like Silestone and products like that?
Yeah, we use a lot of quartz and stuff like that. But if you are going for that natural stone look, I say quartzite. It's awesome.
Antique rose gold fixtures?
I think I heard that on one of your shows. I think that the gold hardware and the rose gold hardware thing is not going to last.
It's like brass was in the 70s.
Yeah, or in the 80s. I'm still taking out of houses.
Yeah, it's going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Crystal chandeliers.
They'll be in forever.
Forever.
Yeah, those find new... and cool ways to do crystal.
Speaking of forever design, what other classic elements in design do you say, you know what, this is going to be here for a long time?
So I think built-ins are going to be here forever. I think that we're just going to keep doing them differently,
yeah.
doing different twists on that same theme.
How about recessed lighting?
Yeah, it's functional.
Standard.
Yeah, nothing better really.
Yeah, pendant lights over islands, yes or no?
If you have the space and the pendants are cool, then yes.
Versus open feeling, because that's always the thing. It's like, I think it's going to block off the kitchen view. And
I think you need visual interest, but yeah. It depends on the amount of space you're working with.
Yeah. A fan of area rugs?
I am.
Persian or modern?
I prefer modern rugs. Yes.
Like patterns and whatnot.
Yeah, like patterns. I mean, I do, you know, we do use a good amount of traditional style rugs, not exactly Persian, but...
more of ornate decorative.
Yeah, it can work.
What two colors to you never should be in the same presence of each other?
I personally cannot stand like blue and red.
Blue and red.
And that's like sort of like a bright blue... and a bright red.
That's very unpatriotic to say this weekend.
Oh my goodness. Yes, it is.
Oh, the hate mail's coming
except
in already.
Except for on the flag. It looks great.
Yes.
Well, listen. All right. So give her, cut her some slack. She didn't say white. She didn't say white.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are. I know you are. How you doing out there? Okay. This is good. We got some good intel on Ray. We're getting there. I hope you guys out there are feeling her style now. How about in terms of outdoors? What are you seeing in outdoor design?
So outdoor design, so here in Chicago, we obviously are pretty limited with our space, but just a lot of greenery. Green is, as some of you may know, the Pantone color of the year, but it's definitely huge in spring and in outdoor spaces. Just as much plant and flowers as you can kind of, I think it's also one of those things that's really great for people, and we don't see it enough in this town, so... just kind of, you know, cramming in as much of the greenery.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, too. I mean, that's why I love summers here in Chicago and springs, because you can start to bring out the greenery. Like, we have a beautiful old Victorian front porch, and it kind of looks dead in the winter. It, like, turns gray. And then the minute we get the chance to put the flowers out, it's like all of a sudden life.
Yeah.
It just comes to life. And folks, we'll take your phone calls too if you have any design questions. 312-981-7200. And I think, Dave, we got a phone call coming in right now. I know you're trying to nap back there, but just wanted to wake you up. We'll be happy to give you on-air free design consultations. Well, I'll give you free. I don't know about Ray. She sounds like she's expensive. Yeah, I'm joking. Outdoor surfaces for a kitchen. What do you like?
Usually it's going to be like Dectone or granite. And I like to just use honed black granite.
I agree.
It's less expensive.
Do you like honed on the inside or?
I like honed everywhere.
I like honed. I like my husband honed too, who's filming right now. Let's take a call here. We have Scott who's redoing a living room. Hey, Scott, thanks for calling the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You got any good plans for the 4th of July weekend?
I'm working all weekend.
On redoing your living room, possibly?
No, I wish I was redoing my living room, but I'm working my regular job. So.
All right. Well, tell us, what's your question?
You know, I'm getting ready to do a built-in. We're redoing our kitchen, and we're pretty stuck on a shaker-style cabinet. We already have white, so we want to stick with white.
You and a million other people.
I know. And my wife, you know, wants different designs, and I already tell her that's already out of style. And she's like, well, they're still selling it. I'm like, yeah, but that's coming out of style. But,
are you talking about the shaker style?
No, not really shaker style, but as far as backsplashes and stuff, she wanted the glass tile, which you guys were just speaking of the glass tile being out of style, you know, like.
Is she listening right now, Scott?
No, she's not. And she has no design in her mind at all, you know.
Does she believe that?
She's pretty aware of that, actually.
Okay, good. As long as she's honest with herself, that helps the process. I think
it's something I feel like I'm just going to take on myself, and if it turns out great, then it turns out great. But we're doing a built-in in the living room, and then I want to resurface our mantle.
Okay.
And we're getting our hardwood floors redone, and you know, pretty much doing our whole first level.
Nice.
And I'm just looking for, like, you know, I look in a lot of magazines. I have a lot of good ideas, but putting it all together. Is there any suggestion you have for, like, a lower budget type of either somebody to come in and just tell me what to do? And I'm capable of doing everything myself, but I just need somebody to say, do this.
Yeah.
You know, are this not going to work with that or, you know.
Yeah. You can definitely call my firm. You can get a consultation. And that's just basically sometimes where we do come in and we just give you the lowdown. I can tell you that, it sounds like for your kitchen, just if you can also use like your countertop material as the backsplash, that's simple, lasts forever, looks beautiful. And then there's some cool like tile brands that have kind of timeless tiles, but they're edgy and kind of at the forefront of what's going on in tile, like fire clay tiles. Is something you could look into. But most firms will probably, mine included, set up a consultation for you for just different, you know, tips.
Ray, why don't you give
them... What kind of cost range do you think? I mean, for somebody to just come in and, you know, give me a consultation and say this is going to work or that's not going to work.
I mean, our current consultations are $150. And that is usually about an hour, but can go over. It's not, you know, totally limited.
And Ray, what does that include for Scott?
So it basically just includes, like, we'll, like, give him as much, like, just information and reaction to what he's telling us about the space and the scope of the project. And we'll just give all of our feedback and all of our ideas that we have from that during that time.
And can Scott open up a computer and open up Houzz or something, or
sure,
go on your website,
yeah,
and say, hey, what do you think of this?
Yeah,
what do you think
all
of
the
that?
Time. Yeah.
Scott, that sounds like a pretty reasonable solution price-wise, you know, if you can get a professional to come look at it. We do similar service. It's a great way to do it. Does that sound like what you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I would have, like, ideas that, you know, maybe clippings out of magazines or some kind of ideas, you know, but I need somebody to tell me, no, don't do that with this, don't do that, you know.
Got it.
Yeah, that's basically what we do.
All right, cool, Scott. Well, I hope that helps answer questions. We'll give you the information. How does Scott get a hold of you?
Anyone can contact me at info@rayduncanid.com. And then, you know, you can also contact us through Facebook, Instagram or Ray Duncan ID.
Okay.
We're talking to interior designer Ray Duncan from RDID here in Chicago. Offices on Clark Street, servicing all of
Chicagoland.
We're just answering your calls. 312-981-7200 is our number here in the studio. You could text in your questions too. We got a couple text questions right now. Big fan of design and this show. Thank you there, 630. But I'm bothered by the constant style change and impact on an environment. So what she's basically saying is, hey, you know, glass tile is no longer in. Okay, I'm going to get rid of it. But what do I do with all of that waste? What do I do with the impact that remodeling and redesigning does to the environment? What's your opinion on that?
So a lot of that waste, there isn't a really good answer for. It's a great question. There isn't a great place to put a lot of the waste from the built environment. It's something that people are working on. But yes, with all the remodels, we end up, you know, having like tile, for instance, you would never be able to reuse that. But sometimes you can reuse the cabinetry and the countertops if you find a good person to demo your existing kitchens and bathrooms, and they can sell them at places around town that sell reused construction materials. But other than that, you know, there are certain things that just will be kind of, you know, victims of the construction, like tile. It's impossible to take it off without ruining it.
It is. It really is. And then you got all the drywall removal and so many other things that, you know, you try your best to recycle whatever you can. You know, but just to give you a further understanding, 630, to remove, you know, diligently or you know, with kid gloves requires a tremendous amount more time of labor. Most contractors don't want to pay that extra money in the labor to do that. So that's another contributing factor as to why.
And then you can also purchase new items that are better for the environment. But again, a cost is associated with that as well. So, you know, there are things that will in the future be better to demo. But
yeah. Well, and, you know, with that said, a lot of people are like, oh, well, I bought this recycled plastic this or this recycled that, without thinking the carbon footprint that goes into actually making that recycled product is actually worse for the environment than it is to actually buy the recycled, you know, so it's kind of a never winning scenario. You know, you could be lead friendly and, you know, and try to look out for it. But whenever you can, recycling is great.
Yeah, it's one of the most frustrating aspects, I think, of design.
Yeah, it really is. A couple more texts coming in from the 219. Glad Ray gave consultation estimates. You know, the big perception is that design is only for the wealthy. And that's a great misconception.
It is a misconception. I would say a number of our clients also just, they build into their budget our services. And then but, you know, not everybody that we work with is wealthy.
Yeah.
Not at all. And definitely not for consults. Yeah.
And do you work with developers and contractors, or do you guys do your own builds as well?
We work with developers and contractors. Yep. Yep. We have fabulous ones.
That's great. And you like to work with certain groups of people versus...
Yeah. You know, one of our favorite contractors actually is Chicago Master Maker Builder. They have their own in-house millwork shop also.
That's
They're
great.
Spectacular.
Yeah. It's important.
It's really important.
A lot of times we, you know, are brought in through design, and then it ends up the homeowner asking, like, you know, who do you use? Who is your preferred contractors if we're not doing it ourselves?
Yes.
And we do have a short list of people that we will recommend. But other than that, if a client already has a contractor, I'm always weary. I'm like, eh.
Yeah, because you don't want, you're like, well, so many problems can arise.
Yeah.
And it's not tested through you.
Right. So. Exactly. You haven't seen their work. And then, right. They have to execute what you design. Yeah, I've been there before. Not fun. All right, Ray Duncan, you did a great job here. What's your website one more time, and where can people get a hold of you?
It's www.rayduncanid.com, and you can email us at info@rayduncanid.com.
Awesome. You're great. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you
we didn't
for
get a chance
me.
To look at all your fun stuff, but thanks for bringing them.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have Dave grab a picture
sure.
of that stuff, and we'll post them up on our Facebook page.
No problem.